Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien, Chris Sullivan. Joining us, Matthew Gardner from Windermere Real Estate. So start us off with the housing numbers. People are dying to know, is their value going up or is their value going down?
Well, good morning to both of you. It's kind of a bit of a mixed bag right now. What we're seeing is what we've talked about over the last few months. I expected to see a drop in values because we peaked as a region back last May. So as we saw that, we certainly have seen a year-over-year drop. We've seen prices increasing every month this year so far. We are still down, certainly. There's no doubt about that, about 7 to 8% roughly, depending on where in the region you are. But it is getting better, which is kind of interesting to see. And what is actually more interesting for me, if you look, is not so much looking at sale prices, they're lagging, but where list prices are. It's a leading indicator. King County, single-family list prices are, well, they match last month, the all-time peak that we saw last May of $1.1 million.
Wow. That's incredible. I feel like it wasn't too long ago when we were talking $800,000.
Exactly right. Well, but that's sale prices rather than list prices. List prices are different. Obviously, sale prices are significantly lower. But list prices, what it really explains to, says to me is that home sellers, they still feel relatively confident. Now, whether that will continue through for the next few months, given where mortgage rates have gone over the last few weeks, well, that's we'll have to wait and see on that. But I think any expectation of a significant downside market correction, as we've talked about for the last several months, just is not happening.
The biggest difference I'm seeing, too, is the amount of time homes are spending on the market. And I'm seeing a lot more open house signs, which, you know, about a year ago, you didn't need an open house. The homes were selling off market.
Oh, very, very much so. Again, that's when we started seeing rates rising, and we really kind of we pulled a lot of that demand forward. So what we end up seeing is a massively overhyped market for those period of few months. Back to normal, but again, it's very much geographically specific. Some of our brokers are saying, yeah, it's taking a bit longer, it's a bit unusual. Others are saying, no, multiple offers within 48 hours. So I think it really depends on what you're selling, where you're selling it, and obviously for how much.
So just like our microclimates, we have micro housing climates
yes,
as well.
Very, very
here.
Much so, yeah.
What kind of mortgage rates can people expect today?
Oh, well, I mean, given the issue we've seen with the debt ceiling debacle, for want of a better word, that had a massive negative impact on mortgage rates because mortgage rates track the yields on 10-year treasuries. Now, those yields went up because there was concern that the government isn't able to pay their bills. So we actually got above 7.1% last week.
Yikes.
It's an extraordinary thing.
Well, now the government's diving back into the market now, right? Aren't they going to, wouldn't that push interest rates up even more?
Well, I think really we've got a bit of an interesting situation with mortgage rates. They are far higher than they should be. Hmm. Now, historically, when you created the 30-year fix back in 1971, you took the yield on 10-year treasuries, added on a risk premium, and that was your mortgage rate. Risk premium on average over 50 years, 1.7%. So that should put mortgage rates today around 5.5%, not at 7%. But there's a massive mismatch going on with where rates are today and where they should be because of a lot of government issues going on, certainly inflation, a number of other macroeconomic issues. We're really seeing that spread be far wider than it should be. So ultimately, are rates going to come back down? Yes, they will. The question is going to be, how long is it before they get back into that level which people are more comfortable with? And that's going to be a level below 6%.
So it sounds like this quest for affordability is it's not working.
Well, I mean, mortgage rates have dropped. If you think about it, from 1982, they've consistently come down over 45 years. So an expectation they're going to go back up? No, I think that longer term is not going to happen. But are we ever going to get back to sub 3%? No.
No.
I mean, that was artificial. It was fake. It was government-induced. It should never have happened in the first place, but it did. So anyone waiting for that 2.95 30-year fixed rate, they'll be waiting a very long time.
And those who have them, wow, they're sitting on a golden egg, aren't
and
they?
And that's the other part of the conversation, which is fascinating. Because by my calculations, we've got 25 million, roughly, homeowner households in the country with mortgage rates at 3% or lower. Hmm. Mortgage rates, 7, 6.5. What is your incentive to sell? Well, there is none.
No.
So what that does, that limits supply in the marketplace. People won't sell. And that actually is protective of home values. Hmm. It actually puts a bottom. The only time you see a systemic drop in values when you see a massive oversupply. We're not seeing it. So it actually does support values.
When is that recession coming?
Ah, that's always the big question. Well, I mean, if you'd have asked me that a week or so ago, before the ultimate signing of legislation to address the debt ceiling, at least for the next couple of years, and it said it was pretty likely to start within the next couple of months. Now, most economists, and I've said this again for most part of this year, I still expect to see a cyclical contraction starting in the third quarter, running into the fourth. I don't think it's going to go as far as Q1 of next year, but it will be mild. But is it an absolute guarantee? No. The probability right now, last week I would have said probably 60%. Now I'm saying it's roughly 50-50.
Oh.
Windermere's chief economist, Matthew Gardner. Thank you, Matthew.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.